I said before, it's Tuesday today, and usually Chumash Shir is on Thursday, but under the circumstances, I'll be going to Chutz La'aretz. I want to leave the guys with something, so push it up a couple of days. That and the combination of the fact that yesterday in the afternoon, Reb Eli, passing by him by the Sfarim, gave me some very not good news. A friend of mine went to yeshiva with 5-6 years, was nifter, to say b'dmeyamav, younger than me, mid to late 40s, and he was a special person. Everybody, a special person that I think that we can learn something from. So le'ilui nishmasai, and also most probably because I won't be able to make it to the shiva, so I'd like to share something with the yoilam with regard to an inyan, inyan of the yoima, and this week's parsha. Chodesh Elul is a month of tshuva. And one of the optimistic things about tshuva, number of gemaras in Avodah Zarah, yesh kaino olam b'shah achas. A person can do tshuva and instantaneously become a tzaddik. Everybody knows the famous gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Zayin, Elazar ben Derdaya. Elazar ben Derdaya was a world-class slime bag. A bum. The worst. Eisvarv. There wasn't one Zayna in the world that he hadn't been with. And when he finally found one that, that had eluded him, so the Gemara tells us how much money he was willing to invest and how much he had to travel, and he finally goes and he finds her, and she tells him in a very, very awkward way that everybody can do tshuva except for you. And that was too much for him to bear. And he sat between two mountains and he cried. And at the end of the day, he sat there and put his head between his knees. At Shiyotza Nishmasai, and a bas kol came out that Rav Elazar ben Derdaya Zeicha L'chai Yoyim Abba Koina Oylamai B'Sha'achas. There's another aspect of the sugya, maybe less focused upon, and it always inspires me, is that Elazar ben Derdaya, when he wanted to do tshuva, so the Gemara goes through a whole series of what he did. Sat between the two mountains, and he says, Harim ugvois, bikshu alai rachamim. Interesting. Mountains daven for me. He goes on, and he asks the sun to daven for him, and the moon to daven for him, and the stars to daven for him. And no one agrees that we're going to daven for ourselves. Finally, at the end of the day, Elazar ben Derdaya says that no one is going to do it for me, so then I have no other choice. Zakta Gemara, ein hadavar taloi ela bi. I see that it's only taloi on me. Very unpopular today. People like to blame everything on somebody else. It was my parents' fault, my Rebbe's fault, Bruce's fault, Shiva's fault. But you don't get anywhere in life like that. Ein hadavar taloi ela bi. A person has to pick himself up by his own bootstraps. A person has to realize that I'm the one who's in charge over here. And if you do that, you get tshuva and you get all good things. In the parsha, you have lots and lots of mitzvahs. Almost everybody here in Eretz Yisrael, they do it different. They start the kids learning Gemara over here with Paragim Brachas. Tefillas HaShachar. I think that they learn with the kids. We start with Eilu Metzias. Eilu Metzias, teaches you how to think. And it's also, Ashavas Aveda. Who doesn't know about Ashavas Aveda? Very palpable concept. And as part of Ashavas Aveda, which is in the Parsha, So you also have the dinim of prika and te'ina. The pasuk says in the parasha this week, Leisiras chamar achicha shorei neiflim baderech. You're not supposed to see your friend's animal falling there on the way. V'salam to mehem, hakeim takim imay. You got to help him load it up. Hakim Takim Imay, the Sifri learns two things. Number one, falls down, you got to do it again. Falls down, you got to do it again. Falls down, you got to do it again. Be persistent. Keep on trying. Eventually, you'll get it right. But then there's the second Zug of the Sifri, which really says it differently and more powerfully in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Hakim Takim Imay. Holach v'yashav loy. Let's say that my friend says, you know, it's your mitzvah. I'm taking a break. Give me a nice, cool Coke, ice cold Coke, and you load up my camel. Then I'm potter. Hakim takim imay. If you're going to do it with me, then I do something for you. But if you're not part of the picture, so then get lost. The Mishnah in Bav Metzia says it even more powerfully. Because the Mishnah Bav Metzia is not talking about loading up the animal, it's talking about unloading the animal. The Mishnah Bav Metzia tells us that even if the animal's there, it's plotzing, it's in pain. And the guy says, I'm sorry, I'm taking a break. You unload the stuff from the animal. I can say, sorry, get lost. Ay, tzar bali chayim. Too bad. Let the animal suffer. If you're going to help, then I'll help you. If you're not going to help, so then I don't have to help you. What about Tzar Bal Chayim? Kasha. I remember Rav Avram, Meiselman, he told me a great story. Hakim Takim Imay. I don't know how politically correct it is, but it's 100% right. Said he was once there on Leil Shavuos. He's sitting and trying to learn, and a kid came in, you know, from the outside, who could have been doing other things, and he's schmoozing with him, and schmoozing with him, and schmoozing with him, and schmoozing with him. After about a half an hour, he's like, okay, fine, enough schmoozing, why don't we sit down and learn it, learn something? He said, no, I don't want to learn, I just want to schmooze with you. He said, I'm sorry, if you want to schmooze, then let me learn. The kid said, you can't do that, because if you don't schmooze with me, I'm going out to the street, and then it's going to be your fault. He says, so go out to the street. Hakim takim imay. You're not going to help yourself. I'm not responsible to help you. I'm going to lose my night of learning because of the fact that you're threatening me that you're going to go out and get yourself in trouble. I don't know if we're making it to Mishpacha magazine, this story. But it's so right. You're not going to do it. Why should I help you? But it still doesn't answer the question at Tzar Bal Chayim. Harry, the camel is suffering. So what heter do I have to let the camel suffer just because this other guy is a bum? I think if you think about it long enough, you realize that there's a big yeside over here. There's cruelty to animals and there's cruelty to people. And somehow one goes ahead of the other. But we're going ahead of ourselves. I wanted to share with yourself a thought. What I wanted to tell you about my friend. It has to do with this idea of imay and picking yourself up from your own bootstraps. My friend who was nifta yesterday, he was sick for 3 years. The last time that I spoke with him, lived in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He grew up here in Eretz Yisrael, I think in the neighborhood, Ramat Eshkol, if I remember correctly. I spoke to him 3 or 4 months ago. I had the occasion to do so because I was very interested in my son meeting with him, my son Shlomo. And, you know, I figured it wouldn't be a problem getting in touch with him. And I called up and there was no response. And I sent him an email and there was no response. And it was weird, you know, it was just monkey business going on. Finally, I got through to his wife. And it was very strange. The kid answered the phone, and it was a strange response also. And finally, when I got through, the kid said, call back tomorrow at this time. His wife picks up the phone, and she says, well, do you know that he's sick? I said, I really didn't. But she said, yeah, he really very much wants to talk to you, and she put him on. And he told me that he's already been sick for 3 years, and at that point he couldn't walk anymore. He said he's in a wheelchair. He said the chemo had wreaked havoc on his spine. And the issue that I wanted him to help me with, he was an attorney, and he dealt with mortgages. It was an issue that the area that my son was interested in. So he gave me a whole schmooze, and he gave me information and this and that, you know, whatever. And it was heartbreaking. But you can't learn very much from that. What you can learn from is, why did I want to call him in the first place? The background of the story is Yisrael Meir Bleich, Zichrono Levracha, was a kid who came to yeshiva the same time I did. He was 2 years younger than the rest of us. He suffered from physical handicaps. There were physical issues that he had to deal with. And it was very clear immediately when you met him that he was a tormented soul. But we're Americans, we're not Israelis. And we got along with him. He was a very, very sweet guy, and everybody really liked him. Not because of empathy, just because he was a nice person. I still remember when they had the Shabbos riots here on Rehov Bar Ilan. And every Shabbos, the police used to come out and, you know, whatever, water cannons and this and the other thing. He was the one who got carted off to jail. Because of his physical presence, he was conspicuous. They took him away. But we loved him. But it was more than that. He was a guy that, despite his physical problems, and learning was very difficult for him, he didn't give up. He ran the kitchen of the yeshiva for 2 or 3 years before he left. Remember, after I got married, the first mortgage, we were looking into a mortgage to buy a house. Who's sitting there behind the counter in the bank is my friend Yisrael Meir Bleich. So he had moved up from the kitchen in the yeshiva. And when I went back to the bank another couple of years later, I said, where's Yisrael Meir? They said, oh, you know, he was moonlighting. He was going to law school while he was working in the bank. And he made himself into an attorney. He got himself into physical shape, which for him it was a very, very big thing to do. He got married, he had a family. From all of his handicaps, he picked himself up. Why? Because despite how hard it is, and despite the fact that there was obvious torment over there, he didn't give up. Hakim Takim Imay. If you don't do it for yourself, then nobody does it for you. Ain't a davar taloi LB. Now think about such a person yesterday that we lost. He had a hard life and he suffered at the end. It was a person that I know that this, despite the fact of how hard it was for him, he picked himself up and he kept on going further, and he made himself into a person who was a... who dealt with mortgages and was a lawyer. And I heard afterwards that he did a lot of stuff pro bono. He was a Baal Chesed, despite all of the challenges. How can it be that I can sit and let an animal suffer just because of the fact that my friend is a rotten human being who's not going to help me out? Why is Imai so important? The answer is, and they say it about the Nazis hated human beings and they loved animals. We're supposed to be the opposite. By me letting my friend get away with sitting there like a bum and drinking a Coke, like I'm luring his animal. I'm having mercy on his animal, but I'm being cruel to him as a human being. Because anybody who's taught that you don't have to do anything for yourself in life, and you can rely on your parents, and you can rely on your Rebbe, and you can rely on your Rosh Yeshiva, and you can rely on whoever you are, and you don't have to take yourself in your own hands, you live your life as a baby, and you'll live your life in a way that you can never be successful in anything. And therefore, it's better to be cruel to the animal than to be cruel to the human being. I'll just end off with one more again. Maybe it's not such a politically correct story. They tell the story about Meir Kahana. Meir Kahana, Olav HaShalom. Big activist. When I was in Ner Yisrael, as a mashgiach of Ner Yisrael, Rav Eisenman told me that there was no greater Oymer Harbe V'Oysa Harbe in this world than Meir Kahana. He said a lot, but he did a lot. And they tell a story about Meir Kahana that he once went into a particular yeshiva in Brooklyn, which I think he happened to have learned it. And he was very involved in Russian Jewry before they let the Jews out of Russia, before the Iron Curtain came crashing down. And they were saying Tehillim for the Jews in Russia. And in a very blatant, maybe not nice way, he exited the room. And the Rosh Yeshiva, who was his Rebbe, said to him afterwards, you know, like, what are you doing? What's the problem? And he said to him, listen, the problem is not, you know, whatever, not with the Rosh Yeshiva, but let me tell you the way that I feel. Is anybody in this room really concerned about what's going on here in Russia? I say no. Why? Because if they were, let them get up and do something about it. Let them write a letter. Let them get out of their seat. LMI, you're getting up and you're saying Tehillim because you don't feel like doing anything about it. Was he right? Was he wrong? Was he extreme? Of course he was extreme. But there's a point there. Don't just say some Tehillim to pater your conscience. If you want anything done in life, you got to take yourself in your hands. Ain't a dover tully LMB. Hakim takim imoy. You have to do it yourself. That's a lesson that we learn from Elazar ben Derdaya, and it's a lesson that we learn from the Parsha. And it was a lesson that I learned from my friend, that despite his physical challenges, which he had all his life, and his emotional difficulties that he had, because he had rough experiences, he didn't give up. Learning was hard. You work in the kitchen. The kitchen is not going to be a parnassa. You can go higher in life. You work in Bank Yerushalayim. You moonlight at night, and you become a lawyer. You become an attorney. That conversation, that last conversation that I had with him, he was running circles around me. I don't know what he was talking about with all of his legalese. I wanted him to meet my son. I thought my son would gain a lot from meeting him. Tried and seasoned lawyer, he kept on, you know, skirting the issue. Couldn't meet with him. He was too sick. But I wanted my son to meet with him. I felt it's kedai to meet with such a person who did not give up. And despite the challenges, he made something out of himself. Unfortunately, he left us in a sad way, all too early, but not without a lesson. Imai, ein adavar tel yelam bi, deinish masay tzura b'tzura chayim. Have a terrific rest of the week, and b'ez Hashem, I look forward to seeing everybody here.